Comp Alliance is unique in the workers' compensation industry in their ability to provide comprehensive managed care services from initiation of a claim to settlement, including 24/7 nurse triage, URAC accredited medical and vocational case management. Their suite of innovative MSP compliance solutions, including fully customizable MSA programs, professional administration, and additional cost avoidance services, simplifies the claims management process. Their focus is retaining accountability, responsiveness, and quality while tailoring their services to meet your needs. For your managed care support needs, contact Comp Alliance online at compalliance.com. Again, compalliance.com.
You can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. Also find us on iTunes, Legal Face Off on WGN Radio. Rich Lenkov, Tina Martini. And joining us in the studio, Clerk of the Circuit Court of Cook County. She was elected in 2000 and now running for mayor in Chicago. Dorothy from mayor.com. Dorothy Brown. Welcome, Dorothy.
Thank you. So, Dorothy, you have a long history of service in the city of Chicago and have been the clerk of the Circuit Court of Cook County since 2000. You are also very accomplished, among other things. You're an attorney and you're a CPA, and you also have an MBA. You just threw your hat into the ring, and we know that we have 20 other folks who are already in the mayoral ring. So what made you decide that at this stage in your career, with everything that you've accomplished and given where we are as a city, what made you decide that this is the race that you want to be in?
I ran in 2007 for mayor against Mayor Richard Daley. And the same as I felt then, that there was a need for someone like myself who has the perfect confluence of background. As you talked about my being an attorney in the city council, the legal lawmaking body, and with the CPA and MBA, being able to manage that $8 billion budget, but also just simply having a heart for the people, especially the children. I want to raise the level of education. I am just incensed about the lack of properly educating our children in the city of Chicago. I'm incensed about this economic development and how many of our neighborhoods have been neglected and permitted to have vacant homes and businesses and the crime to run rampant. So I'm incensed about that. And I feel that I am the perfect person to get that done, to make that change, make that turnaround.
Dorothy, we're covering on this show the second trial involving Laquan McDonald that starts today. This is the so-called code of silence trial involving some of the officers who are alleged to have engaged in a cover-up of some of the evidence involved in the Laquan McDonald shooting. Where do you stand on that issue, on police and community relations? How will you, as mayor of Chicago, resolve some of the issues that we're seeing in our city with violence and also between police and the community?
Well, I feel that it has to be a partnership. It has to be a partnership between the community and the police department. I want to work with both, because those police officers are our mothers, our fathers, our sisters and brothers when they take off those uniforms. And so they have some issues and concerns as well. But the community really has concerns. And for a number of years, we've seen racial profiling. That has a lot to do with implicit bias. And I want to bring together the police and the community and train. I want police officers to have that implicit bias training. I want them to have the use of force training that the United States Justice Department talked about. I want to bring back community policing, but not just bring it back, but properly train police officers to do community policing. You don't want them to just be out on the street just walking around. You want them to be trained to properly handle the community. And so there has to be a partnership. We have to work together, and I am committed to doing that. I'm about criminal and social justice reform and reforming this criminal justice system from the beginning all the way to the Illinois Department of Corrections and the Illinois State Police, the judiciary, the state's attorney, even the clerks of courts. Everyone that's involved in the criminal justice system, there has to be change. And we have to talk about rehabilitation. Also, we can't talk about criminal and social justice reform without talking about those ex-offenders that are coming back and how can you help them. I've been doing things to help them with my expungement summits to help them get a second chance in life. Many people walk up to me and talk about the fact that they've been able to get jobs and take care of their families. We have to make that change.
There are a lot of other issues going on in the city I mean, obviously, there's the crime. The trial that's starting, as Rich mentioned today, regarding Laquan McDonald and the alleged police cover-up. You've made several suggestions, for example, with respect to having a city lottery as one way to potentially improve our fiscal state. Also, you've mentioned the potential of selling naming rights to government buildings and advertising on city vehicles. Do you want to comment on those as well as on the state of our schools and what you would do to help improve the state of our schools for our children?
Yes. So from the standpoint of the city of Chicago and its financial instability, we have to come up with creative ways to raise revenue. So I proposed the city lottery, and my city lottery, of course, would be city sponsored, and I would actually have it be on the internet. I would get a technology firm to build our lottery on the internet so people from anywhere in the world could participate in our lottery so we could raise trillions of dollars. We have to do some major things to bring revenue into this city. And then, of course, naming rights on various buildings and advertising. I would bring in an expert, an advertising expert. I attempted to do that at the clerk of the court. And then because it's court, the Supreme Court said that we could not do it. But we can do it with the city of Chicago. And we would find every possible way to raise revenue through advertising. But I also want to use technology and actually from the standpoint of crowdfunding and crowd granting. And I am interested in looking at the casinos and sports betting for the city of Chicago as well. So we have to look at a lot of different ways to raise revenue for the city of Chicago. When I took over as clerk of the court, I sent people to conferences to find out how other clerks of courts were raising revenue. That's the same thing I'm going to do for the city of Chicago.
Dorothy, a couple of hot issues that we've covered on our show that seem to be really trending now are recreational marijuana and sports betting. Where do you stand on those two issues?
Well, of course, I would like to. I'm fine with recreational marijuana being legalized. You know, that has been in the state of Illinois. They've been looking at that. Our current governor says that he's fine with it. Of course, we have to look at what's happening in Colorado and across the country. From what I understand, it brings about 2% additional revenue to your state. I want to see more of that come to the city of Chicago. And sports betting within casinos or within certain areas, bars and things like that, I would be fine with that as well. We have to come up with various ways of raising revenue for the city of Chicago, and those are ways that obviously are out there. One of the things about legalizing marijuana, though, I want to make sure that people that are in jail for that same type of offense, for the same amount of marijuana, that they are released and they get expungements to clean their criminal records. And we also have to look at, from what I understand in talking with someone from Colorado, they have had a rise in car accidents because of the legalization of marijuana. So we have to look at the public safety issue as it relates to health safety as it relates to legalizing marijuana.
Well, Dory, I want to ask you a real quick question, and Tina has one more also. We didn't win the Amazon headquarter relocation. We lost it out to Virginia and to New York. They split it into two. We were very much in the running. Some have criticized those cities as spending a lot of tax, giving them a lot of tax breaks. Some have actually said that Chicago will be better off without the congestion development that comes along with Amazon. What are your thoughts on that, and how would you bring similar corporations into the city as mayor?
Well, I really wanted us to have Amazon. I do not agree with I feel that you have to look at the cost and the benefit. And the benefit would have been more jobs and more jobs for our people. And that's what it's all about, making sure that people have jobs. So I want to work to bring various major headquarters here to the city of Chicago. But I want to bring other manufacturing companies here as well, and looking at putting it on some of our neglected communities. For instance, the South Chicago corridor. There's a lot of vacant land out there, and I'd love to make that a manufacturing role, if you will, and have jobs that individuals that may not be the top technology people, may not be the top executives, but have jobs that the people that are in the neglected neighborhoods can put forth.
So Rahm Emanuel is obviously in the twilight of his tenure as mayor. The city, clearly, for all the reasons that we've discussed over the past few minutes and then some, the city is at a very important inflection point. What do you think Emanuel's legacy is going to be with respect to his tenure as mayor?
I don't think that it's going to be a good legacy. I think it's going to be about school closings. I think it's going to be about the Laquan McDonald cover-up. I think it's going to be about the lack of being in touch with people. And so that's unfortunate. That's going to be the highlight. Of course, it will include some of the various companies that he's brought here. He's brought a few headquarters here. It will include that. But it also include congestion on our streets as a result of all of this, the bike lanes and the various lanes that have been taken out, especially in the city of Chicago. So I think it's going to be probably about 75% negative.
That is Dorothy Brown. She has served as the clerk of the Circuit Court of Cook County, Illinois, for four terms. The website is dorothyformayor.com. She delivered 25,000 signatures on time yesterday.
Yes.
She's running for mayor of Chicago. Dorothy, thank you so much for joining us on Legal Face Off. We'd like you to come back.
Absolutely.
When you're
I'd
elected.
Love to come
yes?
back.
Is that gonna...
Absolutely. I'll come back and I'll do 30 minutes or so. How about that?
Thank you so much.
We'd love to have you as much as we can get you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.